It's a tradition as old as mankind itself, where we hearken back to our 50,000-year-old Cro-Magnon roots. This is America's backyard barbecue, and this is America's beer. Budweiser, the great American lager. People think they know what to expect at a Harley-Davidson dealer, but most don't know this. There are five bikes, all under 11 bucks a day. That's cheaper than a pack of smokes, a six-pack of beer, and all those other everyday essentials you can't live without. It's 3 a.m. There's a national emergency and a phone is ringing in the White House. Only one candidate is qualified to answer that call. That candidate is John McCain.
My friends.
He endured one of the longest primary races ever and entered into a general election that was heated and tough. But in the end, the voters turned out in record numbers. And on January 20th, 2009, Barack Obama became the 44th President of the United States of America. This is the story of Steve Searles. It's his job to keep people safe from bears, bears safe from people. So when someone here calls 911 about a bear, 911 calls Steve Searles. Research shows meditation can improve your emotional and physical well-being, and it's even more powerful when you add something called the faith factor. Dr. Herbert Benson is the author of the best-selling book, The Relaxation Response. Deep inside each one of us, a story is waiting to be told. A story of sex, adventure, and survival. On a single street, with the DNA of just a handful of people, we set out to trace the ancient journeys of every person alive today. Here on the island of Sicily, one of history's first machines of malice goes on record. The Brazen Bull. Here's how it works. A hinged trap door is crafted into the bull's back. When opened, it reveals a hollow chamber where victims are locked inside. Flames from a fire pit beneath then lick the belly of the beast. California needs an independent governor who can balance the needs of business with environmental responsibility. California needs Meg Whitman. Senator Boxer claims she's a senior citizen's best friend, despite the fact that she voted 16 times to cut Medicare benefits for Americans over the age of 65. Is that what you'd call a friend?